TV.
No. I don't hear you. Mic's not on.
Try it again. Let's leave it like that. We won't edit. Okay.
No, you better do that.
All right, fine. Ready?
It's the after show.
I like it better with my mic off.
Hey, yes, I did too. Keep it off.
Oh my goodness, you guys.
So, I want to mention on the podcast here that Nikki Rudd is going to be taking over Nightside at Channel 10. 11 o'clock news. So tell us what you're going to be doing,
so
Ashley.
This is a promotion for you, that, by the way, because some people are like, nights.
Oh, right. Yeah. Why does anyone want to go to night?
Right.
Well, the good thing for me is because I live an hour away from Rochester now, mm-hmm. I won't have to wake up at 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Takes a toll on you, huh?
Yes.
That's even early for us. Yeah. 1:30.
Yeah. Working those hours, it's insane. So I'm super excited to not wake up at that time.
Yeah.
But you guys know, I mean, I've been with you guys for a decade. And I've done mornings. I started mornings in 2004.
Wow.
With Gabe Dalmuth and Rebecca LeClaire were the goodness. Anchors.
That's when I got married. That was 17 years ago tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So it's been crazy. It's been awesome. I'm excited for the new challenge, but I'm going to miss my morning people.
Yeah.
But I'm going to find a way to connect with everybody.
All right. I just think that's it is amazing that you've been on with us for 10 years.
10 years.
That was
like,
a quick
I thought,
10 years.
I was looking at it, and I saw that Pat McGonigal left 10 years ago. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's when I went to Warren.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's insane to me.
I saw everything that you put on Facebook. I saw the TV clips this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
It's so crazy. We've done so much. Like, it feels like just yesterday. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at, like, what you've done over the span
over
of 17 career,
years, just here?
Just here.
Wow.
And Lynette Adams, she's been with Channel 10 for 30 years.
30 years.
I did not know that.
I thought she was, I swear to God, I thought she was like 35, 40 years old.
She told me, and I won't reveal it, but she told me, and I was like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
You shut your mouth.
So yeah, that's amazing.
She is amazing.
So that'll be nice. So she and Brett. And Brennan. No, you got, first of all, you got Brett, you got Brennan. Who's the other guy?
Berkeley.
You got to come up. These are names that nobody has. These are soap opera names, all right?
So funny.
Brennan and Brett and Berkeley. I mean, you know, enough.
Can we have anybody without a B name?
Really?
And they're all balding.
Well, that's funny. Well, they have Rich.
Rich Cornelia's got his full head of hair.
Rich really wants off that morning show, doesn't he? I saw him this morning talking about that.
Oh, yes. Poor Richard. Poor Richard. He has been doing this for over 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And I don't know how. And when you don't understand. I know you guys do. People don't understand what waking up at ungodly hours does to your mental health and to your physical health.
Yep.
And I love my morning people. But
I just wish
they
were afternoon people.
Right?
I want to tape this show a day before at like 2 in the afternoon.
Yeah. Why can't we? You know?
Yeah, we should. Nikki's available then.
I know, really.
And how can you say that it affects you? You look better than ever.
Ever, I know.
Oh, honey.
Seriously, I looked at those pictures. You looked amazing. Always beautiful. Always wonderful. How did she age like backwards?
I know, you have aged backwards. You really
You're like
have.
Heather Locklear now. Like, you're like an alien.
Yeah. Did you see that one where I'm at this computer and it's one of those huge honking things that it's like a foot and a half long?
Yeah.
Remember those computers?
Yeah. Yes, I do.
And like, everything was so different.
I know.
And it feels like yesterday, but then you realize, no, it was not
really
yesterday.
Really wasn't. I know.
Well.
It's so crazy.
We're going to find a way to keep you here in the mornings. We'll
I hope
it out.
So, Tony.
Yep, working on it, hon. Working
but
on
congratulations
it.
To you. This is something that you wanted. This is something, well, I don't know if you knew you wanted it, but it's good that you don't have to get up early.
Yeah.
That is the real bonus.
Seeing your new family is going to be kind of interesting, though, isn't it?
Yeah, so my plan is to wake up with the boys at home and, like, do breakfast with them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all this time I've been the one exhausted when we're around each other. Yeah. Now they're going to be the ones.
They're not going to know how to handle Nikki that doesn't need caffeine to wake up.
I know, really.
Yeah. You're like, this bonus mom is crazy.
Hi.
Oh, wait, they probably already know that.
Right, oh, they know.
They know that.
They know.
That's fun for them, though. Can you imagine? Their life without you would be so boring.
It would. It would be boring.
That's
what I say to my husband all the time. Without me, your life would be boring.
Boring?
Boring.
Or easy? Which one?
You could have easy if you want, but you would be bored.
Yes, this is true.
So, what is your plan for this half this weekend, Nikki? Do you have football, baseball? What do you got?
Let's see. So I'm actually, you know, it's my last morning show weekday. Yeah. I'm filling in for the morning show tomorrow.
Are you serious?
So I'm anchoring the morning. It's tomorrow morning, Saturday.
That's funny.
So I got to do that. But one boy has a soccer game. I have the kids this weekend. So once I'm done with the show, I'm getting the boys, and I got to plan something fun.
You're by yourself with them?
Yes, because the husband's still on the hunting trip.
Taking them to Stokey Farms.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny. Sam LaRocca was just asking me if I wanted to go to Wickham for apple picking.
Yes, you should do that too. There's all sorts of places. There's the Apple Pumpkin Festival.
If you do anything fun, call me. I'll bring Nate.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Don't you have football?
Yeah, that's on. It's to Sunday in the city. We're in the city Sunday.
Oh wow.
Oh, where?
LaGrange Park?
Christy, I saw you posted about the game where they didn't even score, the other team.
The Palmec. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that was the Ogden Bears.
You shut them out?
Yeah, a couple teams now. Yeah.
Wow.
You're in the wrong league. That's all there is to it.
In both leagues? It's both leagues.
Yeah, you're in the wrong league.
It's crazy. How are we in the wrong league in both leagues?
You keep crushing everybody. You're not playing people you should be playing.
Well, so they don't. It's the division. No, we don't say who we're going to play. I know. It's the division.
Saying. Move you up. Let's go. Let's get some competition here.
That's right. Get us some competition.
That's right.
Nikki.
Hey, it's Nate. It's Nate Train. I'm sorry. There's nothing that's gonna
no competition. At that.
Come on now.
There you go. No. So if you're not if you're doing something, you know, with boy friendly, maybe not so much the apple picking, but something else.
That's right.
Are you saying Nate's not into it?
No, he's not. Although he does enjoy apples.
Girl, it's when you can shoot the apples and put them in.
Oh, yeah, I did that last week out in
that he might do.
Deborah Ross and I did a thing for Wayne County apple growers.
Yeah.
And they have the apple cannon.
The apple cannon.
That was so much fun.
Or the slingshot, the zip line thingy. You know, there's fun stuff.
There's fun stuff to do. All right, honey.
Be good. So, yeah, we have football. Oh, and tomorrow is a big day for me.
Oh, it's your anniversary.
Who cares? It's my 17-year anniversary.
My gosh. Wow. I can't believe you were married the year I came to Rochester.
Right? I was already married. I just turned 31. Wow.
Oh, wow.
I'm old.
What
Do the math. I'm 48.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I met Jason. I was a baby. I was 26.
No, baby Christy.
That's right.
And how is everybody excited? What are you guys doing?
Oh, we have big plans, girl.
Seriously.
It all involves Nate, I assume.
We all have big plans. In the morning, we have football practice walkthrough for the game on Sunday. And then after that, we're going to go catch my niece cheering for her varsity game.
How romantic.
And then after that, we might go out to dinner with the family, you know, an early dinner after the game. Because that's actually fun.
That's the way it should be.
You know,
actually,
this is your anniversary, so when does
nothing? It doesn't happen, honey. That doesn't happen.
Girl,
that hasn't happened.
It is the
in
anniversary,
years.
But we're gonna wait. We're gonna push that back till Chris. That's his birthday's in December. We can just push it back.
God Almighty.
You crack me up, girl.
You know, here's the funny thing, though, Nikki. She ain't joking.
No,
she
is
not
joking.
Kidding.
No, she's you're
joking.
Not.
No, I'm really not.
He's so bad. So bad.
All right. With that, have a wonderful weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. None of that.